Given the recent decision of the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, is the temporary protected status program over? Well, no. But TPS beneficiaries need to start looking into other ways to legalize their immigration status. Because the termination of TPS for certain countries is closer than ever. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. This is the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. On September 14th, 2020, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Trump administration's plans to terminate the Temporary Protected Status Program, known as TPS, could proceed forward. This decision potentially affects nearly 250,000 individuals from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan, who have been beneficiaries of the TPS program, and the majority of whom could face deportation from the United States starting next year. By agreement between the parties, the order also applies to TPS beneficiaries from Honduras and Nepal, adding another 50,000 plus TPS recipients whose future in this country now faces great uncertainty. Equally significant, the decision affects their families. The vast majority of TPS holders affected by the Ninth Circuit decision have lived in the U.S. for 10 years or longer. Many are married to U.S.-born spouses. And according to recent estimates, TPS holders are parents to more than 275,000 United States children born in this country. This means, of course, if the TPS holders are deported, their spouses and children would be forced to choose between staying together as a family unit in a foreign country, which most of them have never visited, or remaining in the United States separated from their husbands, from their wives, from their parents. The roots of TPS beneficiaries is not limited to just their families. Many have deep economic ties. More than 130,000 of the recipients are employed as essential and frontline workers. Deporting them would leave a big hole in the United States employment base. At a time when the coronavirus makes such employees critically important to the functioning of the national economy. The end of TPS won't be immediate. New lawsuits are being planned. The final decision whether the Trump administration can continue forward with its current efforts is still several months away. But TPS holders should not delay looking into a Plan B. As a temporary program, TPS for each country can and will end someday. And when TPS ends, deportation, even if the Trump administration's plans to termination go into effect, does not need to follow. There are possible roads to legalization. However, planning ahead, planning now, is crucial. For instance, within the Ninth Circuit, a TPS approval, old or new, at present, constitutes a lawful admission. For many TPS holders, this allows them to apply immediately for permanent residence if they are married to United States citizens. Although I anticipate the government will challenge this legal interpretation if and when TPS is ended, I also believe the termination of TPS won't directly offset this path to a green card. Plus, there are other legal options. If TPS ends, beneficiaries who are called into immigration court could possibly mount a strong defense against deportation based on cancellation removal, asylum, and a host of other immigration programs. These possibilities will depend on your circumstances. Again, an important key, perhaps the most important key for now, is to learn your options. Get ready for doomsday if it happens. Maximize your chances for defeating deportation and winning a green card by planning ahead. As my mother often advised me, it's better to be safe than sorry. That reasoning definitely applies to TPS beneficiaries today. Thanks for listening, and keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.